Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The clocks are going back this weekend, which as usual prompts a debate as to whether they should be doing this at all, and a question: how long have we been doing this for? David Malone is a professor of maths and stats at Maynooth University. Afternoon, David.
Good afternoon. How are things?
Not too bad. So presumably before we relied on clocks, people were getting up with the sun and going to bed with the darkness anyway.
Absolutely. Unless you lived in a monastery or something like that, you were living your life according to when the sun was up. And the monasteries had a slightly more disciplined life in terms of when they were saying mass and what sets of prayers they were saying and so on. But yeah, for a long time, we were basically following what the sun was doing.
Yeah. So was it more around the time of World War One when this came in?
That was it. So at that stage, time is pretty standardized. So if you look in 1916 is the crucial year for us. And at that point, time has been standardized in Ireland, at least in theory, to be Dublin Mean Time. That's the time at Dunsink Observatory. And time in the UK is set to be Greenwich Mean Time. But at the start of the year, in March, Germany decides what it's going to do is it's going to get everybody out of bed a bit early. And the idea is that it'll give them a longer evening. If you get up a bit early, it takes it longer for it to get darker in the evening. And that's going to save them fuel as part of their war effort. And so the UK decides to do the same thing. And there's a plan to do this. And so by the end of May, it's brought in the UK and Ireland. Of course, there are some complications because 1916 is, of course, as we know, a very busy year for Ireland. Mm. So things like the Rising actually happens in between.
Nicely understated, a busy time of the year.
Yeah. So, in fact, there's a really interesting discussion about, because Ireland and the Great Britain are essentially in different time zones at that time. Ireland is 25 minutes behind Great Britain. What ends up happening is there's a discussion about, should we move everybody onto summertime with respect to Greenwich Mean Time, or should we do 1 hour forward for Greenwich Mean Time in Great Britain and 1 hour forward for Dublin Mean Time in Ireland? And they decide on that because of the Rising, in fact. They think we need more time to sort of assess what the opinion is in Ireland, and now is not a great time for getting people's opinions. So, in fact, what happens is that they do it. That's why they do it as two separate – it's one jump on the same day, but on two different time zones. So Ireland gets its own summertime and Great Britain gets its own summertime.
Okay. And when did those two time zones coalesce?
Well, over the summer, then there's a very lively discussion in between different groups of people. So in fact, the business community in Ireland, of course, does a lot of commerce with the business community in Britain. They're actually in favor of trying to harmonize the thing. Because like 25 minutes of a time zone difference is a bit complicated. And they used to have, say, if you went back and forth between Ireland and Britain on a ship, they used to have clocks with 2 minute hands on it to show you the time in the two different areas, because it's not a whole hour different. It's just 25 minutes different. And so the business people want to simplify things, have everybody on the same time zone. And they've had a bit of a lobby going for a bit. But in Parliament, there are discussions about, will this have a big impact on the people, say, on the west coast of Ireland? Because this is gradually moving the time zone east, which leaves people in the west further from the sort of natural sunlight. And there's a bit of a debate about that. And there's, in fact, the bill to fund the rebuilding of Dublin is going through the UK Parliament at the same time. And so there's a bit of horse trading, I think, between the unionists and the nationalist MPs in Parliament about what should happen. And in the end, I don't know if there's a deal done. They're kind of a bit, they're not entirely clear about what finalizes it, but the Dublin Restoration Bill gets passed, and the time, or the bill to unify the time between Ireland and Great Britain is passed. And so what ends up happening is when we get round to October to put the clocks back to winter time again, while Great Britain goes back by an hour, Ireland only goes back by 35 minutes.
And in the 1960s, there, there was an experiment to get rid of this altogether.
There was. I think this was motivated, and I'm not 100% sure. I think it was motivated because Ireland and the UK were coming up to join the EEC, as it was at the time. And I think people were wondering about, you know, should we have a time zone for all of Europe and everybody should be in the same time zone? So what they do is they try running Ireland and the UK on summertime for the whole year round. And initially, I think they think it's going to be a permanent plan. In fact, they name BST, as they call it now, was going to be British Standard Time. And IST, which is what we're on in the summer these days, is called Irish Standard Time. It's not summertime, it's standard time. And so they try this for a couple of years. And initially, it's very popular. I saw one figure that like 72% of the population think this is going to be a brilliant idea. We're going to have long evenings, all that kind of thing. But after one run through the winter and having to get up in the very dark mornings without the extra hour of light, starts to get to people. And in 3 months, the popularity dropped down from 72% down to 42%.
My word. Yeah.
It's really, it's a lived experience. If you have to go through that thing of getting up and it being like, I was checking the numbers. So basically, if you're in Dublin, sunrise is never after about 8:40 in the morning, even on the darkest days of winter. But if you put it, if you change the clock by an hour and you stayed on summertime, it would actually be the sun would rise after 9:30 for about a month, which is kind of hard work. And if you're over in the West Coast, it's even worse because it takes longer for the sun to get round to you. And it could be 2 months in Sligo that the sun would be rising after 9:30.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty grim. Yeah, that is pretty grim. And that's obviously one reason why we stuck with this. Do you see it ever being changed? Because it does seem to come up as a perennial debate.
It does. So for sure, there are good reasons to change it, but the logistics of the change are hard. So the point of doing the daylight savings initially is to so that people don't have to light their homes in the evening. You get this lovely, the grand stretch in the evening, and it means you don't need to be lighting up your home or anything like this. You use less oil and coal and things like this. But our lifestyles have kind of changed. We have more heating now. Our lighting is more efficient. So the trade-off to do with saving energy has really changed, and it's maybe not as significant as it once was. The other effect that's been measured considerably more carefully now is the impact on people's health. It's not good to drag people out of bed an hour early in the morning. I think you were talking to Andrew Coogan earlier in the week, and he was talking about chronotypes. Yeah, it's not, you know, we like to settle into a pattern of when we wake and sleep, and disturbing that is not a great thing. And so actually getting rid of it would be a good idea. But the tricky thing is answering, what do you do instead? You don't want people getting up in the dark in the winter, so you need to accommodate that. But you also, if you're willing to give people the brighter mornings in the winter, that means you don't get the grand stretch in the evening in the summer. And so, you know, there were real trade-offs to be thought about here, and the trade-offs are different all across Europe. And so somehow that would actually be a big job. You can imagine everybody's preferences being different in different places.
David, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was David Malone, their professor in maths and statistics at Maynooth University.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.